how normal is it for the agency's director, the CDC director, to overturn her own advisors?
It's pretty unusual. The CDC director usually accepts recommendations from the CDC's advisors. And, you know, Steve, it's the latest whiplash that kind of, you know, encapsulates all the mixed signals and intense debate that's been swirling around boosters in the U.S. The committee voted unanimously to endorse boosters for anyone age 65 and older, beginning 6 months after they were fully vaccinated, and they also supported a third dose for adults who have health problems that put them at risk. But that's where they drew the line.
Okay, so I want to make sure I'm clear on what's going on here. People who've been following the news know that the FDA endorsed boosters for high-risk workers the other day. I thought it was settled. Then we find out that some people at the CDC object to this. In the end, it means nothing. Rochelle Walensky went along with the FDA. But why was it that some experts thought it was a bad idea to give boosters to high-risk workers?
Yeah. The advisors really struggled with that one. And at the end of a really long day, the panel narrowly rejected endorsing boosters for people in jobs that might put them at risk, like doctors, nurses, and teachers. A slight majority said there just wasn't enough evidence to support that. That put them at odds with the FDA, which just hours earlier had authorized boosters for workers like that.
So we have a situation there where you're saying that this was a close decision for some people then, and a close vote.
Yeah. The panel, it was split almost evenly on this question. 6 members voted to open up boosters for those folks, but 9 voted against it. The opponents basically argued that there simply wasn't enough evidence to support giving boosters to otherwise healthy people, no matter what jobs they do. Sure, immunity seems to be waning for older people, and maybe people with health problems are more vulnerable, but so far, all the vaccines are still doing a great job of keeping relatively young, healthy people out of the hospital and keeping them alive. And there may be risks for a third dose, like an inflammation of the heart known as myocarditis, which is rare but has shown up most frequently among younger men. Here's Dr. Lynn Botta from the Minnesota Department of Health.
I feel like we're being pulled into an emotional decision, and this is an emotional decision, but we really do have to stay with the science. And I don't think we have the data in these younger age groups to make a decision for a booster dose.
But on the flip side, others argued quite passionately at times that many workers in risky jobs deserve whatever protection they can get. You know, especially healthcare workers have been putting their lives on the line every day.
It's really interesting to listen to that argument from what you're saying there, Rob, because you have one person saying, I feel we're being pulled into an emotional decision, and there is, in some ways, an emotional response.
Yeah, and no, in a statement released earlier this morning, CDC Director Walensky, she sided with the argument that workers needed protection, too, in the face of the Delta surge. In a pandemic, she said, the CDC, quote, is tasked with analyzing complex, often imperfect data, and take action that we anticipate will do the greatest good even when there is uncertainty.